Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Wow. I mean, it just seems insane to me that the last time I spoke to you, Monday Only listeners, we were just toying with the idea of doing a synth week. At best, I thought we might have a synth Monday and Tuesday, but what has transpired since then has been nothing short of remarkable. I don't say this lightly, but I enjoyed synth week almost as much as grunge week. Hi, Murph.
Owen, it's like it's been some kind of crazy, crazy dream, hasn't it?
It's hard to remember a time before synth week.
Wow.
Sure to run into 2022. Well, not run into, we're not going to continually do synth, but there will, I'm sure, be another synth week in 2022. You guys remember the original entry from Monday, I hope. Fairview Lady, Early to the Dance Floor by World Service member Owen Murphy. It's still my favourite, I gotta say. But since then, we have had all sorts. Brendan Hill took the lyrics of Metallica's Master of Puppets and twisted them to pay tribute to our Master of Synth, Ken Erdy.
The Master of Synth. Do I crush the ball 370 yards? No.
The dog shit the bed, Owen.
There was Owen Rua Finn who produced this absolute banger.
Or Jack Charles or someone else, I'd be giving him plenty of welly.
And on it goes. We have committed so much to Synth Week that we just recorded a piece, an actual interview about the BBC's Radiophonic Workshop, a sound lab that was set up in the 1950s and produced masterful works like the original Doctor Who theme.
Owen, it's no exaggeration to say that on today, Friday's show, the hardest piece of hardest-hitting piece of sports journalism in it is me describing what my ma will watch on television this weekend. That's literally as sporty as the episode got.
We did do a little bit of sport during the week, of course. And the question on Ken's mind as he spoke to Miguel and Jonathan was, how can we use sport, in particular the people's game, football, how can we use it as a sort of wellness technique in our modern world?
Is everybody sort of missing the point about football? That in an increasingly hectic modern world, football is a kind of a meditative escape, like a walk in the park. A sort of people need to think more in terms of like mindfulness, sort of wellness, as opposed to like, you know, 7-second chunks of content designed to sort of grab your attention. This should be more about like...
But that can't work though, because identity is wrapped up in it. So people think about it all the time.
No, see, I disagree. I mean, like, clearly you are right about a lot of people, Miguel, but my experience of watching Sunderland on telly by myself at home is much more stressful than being in a stadium with my mates. Because when we go, you know, and this is a point, you know, this sort of touches on something you mentioned earlier, Ken, about how in, you know, when football really takes off in sort of the 1890s and through to, you know, I think the biggest crowds were immediately after the Second World War. Yeah, I'd love to know what somebody who went to a game in the 1920s actually did during the game. Because when I go to a game with my mates and watch Sunderland in League One, we'll have a couple of pints beforehand. So, you know, you'll be nicely relaxed. And you'll sit there and you'll chat and the game will sort of vaguely be going on. And maybe five or six times in the game, you sit forward and sort of focus on it. But you spend a lot of time just chatting. Almost the point of being there is it's a thing that you all look at and it gives you something to talk about if a conversation falls into a lull. But you're not sitting around a table in the pub with your phones on the table reacting to every time your phone lights up. Because your phone's in your pocket because you're sitting at the ground.
That we're just marketing football. Yeah, we're just marketing football all wrong. It's not anything exciting. Don't ever fall under the presumption that sport and watching a sporting event with your undivided attention is exciting. No, it's basically a way for you to wean yourself off your phone with varying degrees of skill. I mean, I'm not expecting anyone to be able to watch anything for longer than 2 minutes without looking at your phone. But, you know, maybe you could reach the full, you could go the full 2 minutes. If you're watching a sporting event.
Let's be honest, nobody's really listening to us intently now either. They're doing something. They're on another device. They're half listening.
Obviously. I mean, it would be absolute lunacy for you to be listening to us and doing nothing else.
We've got Six Nations build-up also. Scotland against Ireland. Shane Horgan's analogy game was strong.
Ireland's game plan, where it's going, and you could equate it to gymnasts, and they choose a certain tariff of how they want, of what their routine is going to be like. Ireland have always maintained a low tariff, or have recently maintained a low tariff, and then they've delivered it really well, and that's been enough to beat all, you know, mostly that sort of field of teams that are around them. Occasionally they can go up a tariff against a weaker team and that looks fantastic, but we haven't seen the higher tariff against the better teams, and I think that's exactly what we need to do in order to move our game on, consistently beat the best teams, and actually, you know, maybe this week, in order to beat Scotland, because Scotland are certainly playing in a higher tariff. Now there's a risk that comes with that. You know, the gymnast can fall off the beam, but it also allows for the greater maximal performance. And unless Ireland have got their heads around that, and I'm not sure if they will, if they have, then I think they leave themselves open to the sort of defeat that was being spoken about here.
I'd have to say, Murph, we chose a high tariff today by dedicating an entire show on the World Service to synth music on what is nominally a sports podcast. But those are the kind of risks. You go on, sorry.
No, certainly not the easy option, you know, the populist option, no? But hey, you know, we live and die by these decisions.
These are the kind of risks we can take because of the support of our members. You can join them now, secondcaptains.com, a fiver a month plus VAT. You really want to be jumping on this if you've any synth in your soul. Now is the time to join.
I suppose we should also say that there probably won't be that much synth next week.
No,
you know,
less.
So, I mean, if you're into synth, you can listen to the last week, maybe Monday. But after that, you can probably kiss synth goodbye for another couple of months.
Thanks, Murph.
Thank you all.
Flame here, Jared, Flame. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.